Hello and welcome to this session of What Does the Bible Say? I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Davis of Creekside Messianic Fellowship in beautiful Jasper, Georgia. We hold our services at 1191 East Church Street every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. and every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12:30. What we do is we take a book of the Bible and we go chapter by chapter and verse by verse to see what does the Bible say. So if you join me in Bible study this morning, if you just please open up your Bibles and let's look at it and see what does the Bible say. And the Lord promises in verse 34, then the land shall enjoy its Sabbath. See, the Sabbath applies not just to man, but to the animals and to the land itself. As long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land, then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbath. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, for the time it did not rest on your Sabbaths when you dwelt in it. And that's a reference to the Babylonian captivity, which was 70 years long. And the Lord told us it would be 70 years. Why? Because there were 70 Sabbath years they failed to keep. So God put the people into captivity to let the land rest the 70 years that they had failed to observe the Lord's commandment and let it rest. Does that mean not following the Sabbath has consequences? The answer is yes, very much so.
Hey, Wayne.
Yep.
In verse 34.
The land shall enjoy its Sabbath. You have a note that says?
It means to pay off a debt.
Means to pay off a debt. Yes, the land was owed those 70 years of rest. And it gets those 70 years of rest while the children of Israel are suffering in captivity.
So this is actually a prophecy that's 1,000 years before.
Yeah, this is 1,000 years before it happens. Leviticus was written in the desert by Moses. And then Moses dies, and there's over 400 years of the judges. And then we come to King David, and then you have to go 400 years past King David before the captivity comes. So you're looking at, what, about 1,400 years? Oh, maybe not that long, but 1,000 years or more before it happens.
And this is the passage in Daniel we're studying when he realized that it was 70 years.
This and Second Chronicles, and well, look, because it's on my list here.
Okay.
Numbers chapter 15. Why did I want to go into this great level of detail? To show that it was a commandment of the Lord, that the day is special to Him, that all people are commanded to keep it, Jew and Gentile alike, that there's blessings for keeping it, and there's judgment for not keeping it, and that it was to be forever. Numbers chapter 15, verse 32. Now, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. What did God say? Don't do it. Does it say I found a Jewish man? No, it says I found a man. Didn't matter whether he was Jewish or non-Jewish, and that's why it doesn't say. And they found him gathering sticks, brought him to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation. They put him under guard because it had not been explained what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, the man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. When God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, what did he mean? He meant it. He meant it.
And whether or not he was Jewish, he was children of Israel if he was in the desert
right.
with Moses and him, right?
Right.
But when they rebuilt the temple, and I'm talking Ezra and Nehemiah. And I may have, I've been screwing stuff up recently in my brain.
No.
But they closed the gates because the merchants were coming in through the gates.
Right, we're going to read about that in just a minute.
But they didn't stone those people because they weren't part of the children of Israel, right? So those, or they just had no sway over them, right?
I think. Right, they had no control over them.
So, but it's, I guess it's, it, Yeah, it can be a Gentile, but if you're, and I guess I'm formulating a question here, but
those that were outside the city
didn't dwell with them.
We're going to die anyway. They're lost.
That reminds me of too much is given, much is required.
Too much is given, much is required. Yep. To those who have chosen not to follow after God, what they do is of little consequence, because the wages of sin is death, and it results the lake of fire if they don't repent. But back to Numbers chapter 15, and we will get to Ezra and Nehemiah in just a minute. Verse 32, we did that one. So on to Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 5. Yes, Deuteronomy 5. If you notice, verses 12 to 15 just say the same things that we read in Exodus chapter 20. This is after Moses broke the first set of tablets. God gave him the same commandments on the second set of tablets. And I just want you to see the law regarding the Sabbath didn't change from one set of tablets to another. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. Deuteronomy 5, verses 12 to 15. It's the same commandments we saw in Exodus chapter 20. That's all I want you to see, is that it didn't change with the second set of tablets. God didn't reconsider and say, oh, forget all that stuff I said about the Sabbath. Okay, then we go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 36. Somebody mentioned that's what Daniel was studying, and I said, well, that in 2 Chronicles. Here's the 2 Chronicles.
What chapter?
Chapter 36. And the third reference was in Jeremiah. But in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 20, says, and those who escaped from the sword, that is, who weren't killed by the Babylonian army when they invaded, he carried away to Babylon, that is, they went into captivity in Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. So he read that in Leviticus 26. Jeremiah prophesied about it. And 2 Chronicles records that God did exactly what he said he was going to do. They turned away. They refused to keep the Sabbath. God put them into captivity for 70 years so the land would enjoy its Sabbaths. Now, Nehemiah chapter 13. The children of Israel are returning to the land. Nehemiah chapter 13. Verses 15 through 18. They went into captivity for 70 years because they what? Failed to keep the Sabbath. They're just now returning to the land, and what are they beginning to do immediately? Let's see. Nehemiah 13, verse 15. In those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, sheaves are bundles of wheat and grain, and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burdens, that is, items to be sold in commerce, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day in which they were selling provisions. They weren't just hungry and preparing a meal, they were bringing things in to sell for commerce. Men of Tyre dwelt there also, who brought in fish and all kinds of goods. So in verse 15, we're talking about children of Israel. In verse 16, we're talking about the Gentile world. And sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do, by which you profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do thus, and did not our God bring all this disaster on us and on this city? Yet you bring added wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath. He says, did you learn nothing from 70 years in captivity? God cares about the Sabbath. Go to Isaiah chapter 56. I hear lots of pastors tell me, yeah, but Wayne, the Sabbath is only for the Jewish people. To which I say, have you read your Bible? Most of them say, well, no, but I know what it says anyway. Well, let's take a look. Isaiah chapter 56, short version, just verses 2 and 6. Not 26, 2 and 6. Isaiah 56, verse 2 says, blessed is the man who does this and the son of man who lays hold on it. That's everybody, Jew and Gentile alike, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Why does the Lord particularly point out keeping the Sabbath and then everything else he just generalizes by and everything else? Why is the Sabbath so important? What did Exodus 31 say it was? The sign. And then in verse 6, God bless you, it says, also the sons of the foreigner, that Hebrew word nekar, cannot mean a Jewish person. It's a non-Jewish person from the pagan world, who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant. Again, the Sabbath is specified and the rest he just summarizes. Is the Sabbath important to God? Yes, and it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. It's important to God. Isaiah 58, there's a promise that goes with the keeping. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and following. Isaiah 58. Verse 13 says, if, what does if mean? Conditional. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Whose holy day? The Lord's. And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then. What's the then mean? If then, yeah, if you do this, then here's the benefit. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 66. People say, yeah, but that's in the Old Testament. The Old Testament's dead, done away with, gone. Oh, no, The Lord is very clear. How many times has he already said perpetual covenant, statute forever, eternal commandment, etc.? In Isaiah 66, verse 22, he emphasizes that the Sabbath will never end. Not even after the millennial kingdom when we come to the new heavens and the new earth. Isaiah 66, 22 says, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. So forever without end, everyone, however you were born, wherever you were born, is to worship the Lord on the Sabbath.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but go on.
I was there a while ago and pushed that button on the coffee maker to make a cup of coffee before I sat down for the lesson.
Was that a lot of work?
I kindled a fire?
No, you didn't kindle a fire.
The bottom line question is, how deep and how far do you want to take this?
Yes, and the answer is pushing that button over there violates the rabbinic rules, not God's commandment. Which do you care about?
Okay.
Right.
It's offense. I care about God's commandments.
So the commandment is no work, no your normal, what you do for a living, right? Nothing to increase your position.
Nothing like that, right.
But is it all kind of, I mean, can you stop and get gas on the way home? Obviously, if you weren't completely out of gas, I mean, I guess I
would say no, unless it's an emergency, you have to.
Same thing with going out to eat.
Yeah, for a long time, I was willing on occasion to go out to eat on Shabbat. I don't do that anymore. Doesn't say anything specific in the scripture. That's just what I choose to do.
But it's kind of
because of what we read in Nehemiah, because it's kind of commerce, yeah. So I wait until Shabbat's over, and then we'll go out to dinner.
The man that was picking up the sticks on the Sabbath. Was that more so work, or was that working in your yard, or, you know, like kind of cleaning up?
He was picking up sticks to go make a fire.
Not a lot of sticks in the desert.
Where he found the sticks is really not an issue, no. Let's go on. Jeremiah 17. I don't want to take the place of the scribes and Pharisees and say, here's the bunch of rules that I lay out for myself, now you go follow them. The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and you kind of have to figure out how that's going to work. Jeremiah 17 blew my socks off first time I understood it. I won't say first time I read it, because I read it 100 times before I understood it. Jeremiah 17, verses 21 to 27. Jeremiah is prophesying to the southern kingdom of Judah. Before Jerusalem is destroyed, the temple is destroyed, and everyone not taken into captivity dies. In verse 21 it says, thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they did not obey nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of the city in the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work on it, then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the lowland, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. But if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Verses 21 to 27 says, if you will keep my Sabbaths, Jerusalem will stand forever, the temple will stand forever, the Davidic line will never be broken, and if you don't, I'm going to destroy it all, and you're going into captivity. Of all the commandments God could have chosen, he didn't choose, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery. He chose, remember the Sabbath day to be the line in the sand. What was the first commandment that the church wanted to take away? We have more to do yet. Ezekiel chapter 20. Can't tell you how many times in my lifetime people have said, God doesn't care what day I treat as special, what day I worship, what day I don't work. God doesn't care. I just want to see, is that what the Bible says? Ezekiel 20, starting in verse 12. Ezekiel 20, starting in verse 12. Moreover, meaning as if all that wasn't enough, I also gave them my Sabbaths. Circle the word my if you're not afraid to write in your Bible. To be a sign, there's your Exodus 31 connection, between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Yet the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly defiled my Sabbaths. They didn't inadvertently on occasion make a boo-boo. They greatly defiled my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them, but I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles in whose sight I had brought them out. So I also raised my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all lands, because, here's why those 20 and above didn't get to go in the land. Because they despised my judgments, did not walk in my statutes, but profaned my Sabbaths. For their heart went after their idols. Turning away from the Sabbath in the wilderness was because they didn't want to follow God and worship Him. They wanted to follow the idols. And again, what's the one sin that God focuses on while saying, and the rest, is the Sabbath. Continuing in Ezekiel to chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. Verses 8 and then 26. But first, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 8. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. Verse 26. Her priests, the priests that are supposed to lead the people to God, her priests have violated my law, my Torah, and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Again, you see an emphasis on the Sabbath. This verse contrasts to chapter 44 when we get there. But before we get to there, we have to go to Exodus chapter 23, verse 38. Moreover, meaning in addition to all their other sins. It's Ezekiel. Did I see Exodus? I'm from beginning of Genesis forward. So if I say something stupid, just let me know. Ezekiel, they both start with an E, right? Yeah.
What chapter?
Ezekiel 23, verse 38. Ezekiel 23, verse 38. Moreover, they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary on the same day and profaned my Sabbaths. They didn't mind worshiping the pagan idols in the temple. They just didn't want to serve God and keep His commandments. But now Ezekiel chapter 44 is prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled. God bless you. It's prophecy of the millennial kingdom or the messianic kingdom or the kingdom of God on earth, whatever title you prefer. Time with Messiah having returned in Revelation 19, sitting on his throne in the temple, on the temple mount in Jerusalem, ruling and reigning over the entire world. And with Messiah on the throne is teaching the Torah, as it says in Isaiah 2 and Micah chapter 4, Ezekiel 44 tells us that the law has not changed. The Torah is unaltered. Starting in verse 23, just for context, Ezekiel 44, 23 and 24 reads, And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy. This they didn't do before, if you remember, we read just a couple references ago. Cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. What are the unclean? That's the pig, the shrimp, the lobsters, etc. Verse 24, in controversy they shall stand as judges and judge it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes and all my appointed meetings, and they shall hallow my Sabbath. This is in the kingdom. So if a pastor tells me, yeah, but Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday and therefore he changed the Sabbath to Sunday. It's not what the Bible says. This is with Messiah on the throne. They shall hallow. What does hallow mean? Treat as holy, sanctify, set apart. They shall hallow my Sabbath. Ezekiel 45, verse 17. Then it shall be the prince's part. That word prince is the Nasi. It means the leader of the Sanhedrin. It's not the Messiah. Shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the feast, the new moons, and the what? The Sabbaths. And all the appointed seasons of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, etc., etc. Does the Sabbath continue into the millennial kingdom? It most certainly does. Ezekiel 46, let's go a little further into the kingdom, verses 1 to 3. Ezekiel 46, verses 1 to 3. Does God still treat the Sabbath as different in the millennial kingdom with Messiah on the throne, ruling and reigning? Ezekiel 46, 1 says, yes, go ahead.
What was that verse in 45?
That verse in 45 was verse 17.
Thank you.
Yep. Sorry, again, if I start going too fast, just say, take a drink. It's just Diet Coke.
Just don't drink what she's drinking.
It's not caffeine-free Diet Coke. I don't see any reason to drink that. Okay. Ezekiel 46, 1 to 3. I shouldn't put that on tape. This is not an endorsement. No one paid me. No, never mind. Ezekiel 46, 1. Thus says the Lord God. When you see the phrase, thus says the Lord God, is this something that's going to change? No, this is written in stone. The gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened. On the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince, that's the Nasi, the leader of the Sanhedrin, shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gateway from the outside and stand by the gateposts. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. That is, not till the Sabbath ends. Verse 3 says, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance to this gateway before the Lord on the Sabbaths and the new moons. So the Lord distinguishes by having the door to the sanctuary opened on the Sabbath and closed the other 6 days.
Is that the Golden Gate?
No. This is in to the temple, right? The Golden Gate's to the Temple Mount. I hope my point is somewhat clear.
Very.
Okay, good. Let's go to the book of Amos. Amos in Hebrew. Amos. Little book.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today, folks. If you've enjoyed this Bible study and you want more information on what we teach, please go to our website at www.john1415.org, where you'll find all of our Bible studies for the past 3 or 4 years in MP3 format, organized by book. And we've covered just about every book of the Bible. So you can listen online, or you can right-click on the link and download the file to your iPhone, iPad, or however you like to listen to your teachings. May God bless you. We'll see you next week.